Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I would love to invite you to church this Sunday. I've been talking all week and last week about how to study the Bible, interpret it, and therefore how to hear God's voice. God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit using His Word in Scripture as we encounter different circumstances in life, through prayer and in the church, and preaching and Bible teaching in the church, and the music in the church can all work together to help communicate or be an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to speak to you using Scripture, biblical principles, passages that are reflected in the music, that are expounded on in the preaching. So going to church is a very important part of building a biblical way of thinking and lifestyle so that you can enjoy all that God has for you. So I want to encourage you to go to church this Sunday. We always welcome you at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray. I preach at the 9 o'clock service there, and also at 11 o'clock in Fairfax. We have our service there at Fairfax First Baptist Church. And if you are our visitor to either of those services, I would love to meet you. And also, I would like to give you a free copy of my book, Prosperous and Successful. That book walks you through from beginning to end how to take the Bible, apply it to your life, and find success in every area of life as you learn to walk according to the way God would teach you and instruct you according to Scripture, so that you may be prosperous and successful, as Joshua 1:8 promises. And so that would be our gift to you. If you have any question about our church services or our free counseling ministry, anything like that, the number is 803-943-8237. That's 943-8237. And you can also find information about my book on Amazon or on the website prosperousandsuccessful.com. And that's the website for the book. The book, again, is called Prosperous and Successful. Well, yesterday I introduced the question WWJD, and I think this reflects a type of Bible study. It's saying, before I do anything, any decision, any way I talk to someone, you know, I should ask myself kind of inside, what would Jesus do in this situation, so that I'm thinking about biblical teaching to inform how I'm living my life. So I love the question as far as seeking to make the Bible a minute-by-minute, day-by-day lifestyle rather than just a compartment of your life, something you do Sunday morning. And so I like how it is leading you to think about biblical teaching, but I think that it falls short in being an adequate question in how to think biblically about every area of life. So I told you this yesterday. Jesus, for instance, would go around and he would tell someone, your sins are forgiven. And that does not mean that I should go around and tell people your sins are forgiven. Why? Because Jesus is God and had the authority to forgive sins. I am not God. I do not have the authority to forgive sins. And I think when you know more about the book, In His Steps, that WWJD is based on, and sort of the movements that came out of that, there's also another problem with this. And that is that, and it's sometimes today it's called red letter Christians. There's this idea that Jesus is loving and compassionate and accepting of one another, and he's our model of how to love others, and therefore we should do that in life. We should follow Jesus' example in that, and we don't really need to worry about the rest of the Bible so much. You've heard me talk about this before. So sometimes this is called red letter Christianity. I'll pay attention to the red letters, not necessarily the other parts of Scripture. And again, this is problematic. As far as a guide for life, I shouldn't always live as Jesus did. I'm not God. I don't have his authority. There are many other practical, obvious questions, like Jesus was Jewish, and he was born under the law, and he lived by the law. And so Jesus would have worn the Jewish prayer garment, the tzitzit, every day. We see evidence of that in the Bible, that he wore the garment with the four fringes on his cloak. Should I dress that way? Well, no, I'm not Jewish. That would be a mistake in, you know, in who I am, in my identity. I'm a follower of Christ, yes, but I don't do all the things Jewish people do. Should I only worship on Saturdays in the synagogue? Because that's what Jesus would have done. Well, he was living in a different time period. That was before the resurrection. That was, in other words, to literally say, I'm going to pattern my life after Jesus, it creates some problems, and I don't really think anyone has ever seriously tried to do that, because we all know that there are limitations to that. So what it really ends up meaning is I should always be forgiving, loving of others, accepting of others, and focus on those parts of Jesus' life and not really worry about the full teaching of all of the Bible. And that is not what Peter meant. Remember yesterday I introduced a verse that the whole WWJD system is based on 1 Peter 2:21. Peter says, "To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." But Peter didn't mean we should do everything Jesus did. When you read that verse in context, it's talking about how Christ was willing to suffer to obey God and do what God wanted, and we should follow Christ's example in that. We should be willing to suffer for following Christ. We should be willing to have people kind of laugh at us and say, oh, you know, you're not caught up with the culture, and you have backwards thinking because you have beliefs that we think are not really 21st century ways of thinking. And we should be comfortable with that. We should say, you know what? Yeah, I follow Jesus. I don't follow the culture. We should be willing to suffer for doing good. That's what Jesus did. He went to the cross because God called him to do it for his glory and to save us. That's the example of Jesus we should follow. It doesn't mean we should follow Jesus in everything. I believe that we should not be red letter Christians. I think that is to make a distinction as if Jesus taught things that were contrary to the rest of the Bible, and we should follow Jesus and not the Bible. Instead, Jesus actually came teaching the Bible and said, my disciples should follow everything the Bible teaches. And this makes sense because Jesus is God. Jesus taught he was God. And Jesus taught that the Bible is the Word of God. And therefore, really, everything in the Bible is the teaching of Jesus. You can't say, well, that's in Genesis. I like to pay attention to John, where Jesus taught. No, what's written in Genesis is through the inspiration of God. It is God-breathed. Jesus is behind that. It is going to be in complete alignment and agreement with Jesus. Jesus asked his disciples to follow everything in the Bible. And now we don't all follow everything in the Bible the same way. Again, some of the Bible gives specific instruction to Jews or to priests. I'm not a Jew. I'm certainly not a priest in the Old Testament sacrificial system. So I can't follow some of those instructions directly and literally. But Paul gives us some guidance here. He shows us how, and Jesus as well. They both give examples from the Old Testament where they show the moral principle behind a command. And they say, yeah, if this command is directly to you, you should obey it directly. But all of us can learn the moral principles of every command, every part of Scripture, and find teaching and instruction that will help us pursue God's plan for our life. And that's what Jesus taught his disciples to do again and again. So our question shouldn't be so much, what would Jesus do in this situation? That's going in the right direction. But if you want to improve on that a little bit, it would be, what would Jesus want me to do in this situation? What should a disciple of Jesus paying attention to all that the Bible teaches do right now? And that would be a great question to guide you in life. And we'll pick up there next week on how to do that. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.